With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Shalom, shalom, how are you?
I love the music. I just can't get over it. You've met me.
No, we definitely have met you. And I just have to ask you this very quickly, Andrea, that profile pic of yours on WhatsApp, is that you?
Is that actually a Christian? Is it just her?
I don't know. It could be somebody else.
That is. And I've learned, because you know that I'm a professional, I'm a certified life coach, so I've learned to say, when people say, that picture of you, look at you, you look gorgeous, I say, thank you. And I don't go into details of what an artist my daughter is with a thing called Photoshop.
Bombshell photograph. Bombshell photograph.
Bombshell. But I won't notice it's from the neck up. When you talk about bombshell, think explosion from the neck down. Stop.
We've stopped. Right. We've stopped. Tell us about the 4th of July in Israel, 24 years later.
Oh, my gosh. You know, yes, from my Jerusalem window, I'm actually smelling barbecues, because there's just so many Anglos here, and people are barbecuing and people are celebrating. You know, it's a very low budget. I would say that the Canadian embassy has a very low budget, because in the 24 years I've been here, I think Canada Day is the 1st of July. Anybody wants to correct me? And what they do is they shove it in with the 4th of July, and they call it 4th of July Canada Day, because nobody wants to, you know, hang up balloons twice. It's very emotional. It's emotional because I don't know. I haven't met. I mean, look, American Olim, American immigrants, we didn't run away. We weren't persecuted. We weren't begging for food and having people slaughter us in our villages, which so many Olim from various North African countries and other places around the world were really running for their lives. We came from this Zionist fervor, and it's a sort of kind of a schizophrenic, even a it's a very dichotomous feeling, because I love America. I'm passionate about America. And I also know that there's things that I am not comfortable weighing in on, because I have made my choice. And it's very, we remain, schizophrenic. We do a little bit. And I also have a great deal of envy, because when I came to Israel 24 years ago, you know, there was nobody waiting for me with balloons and buffet lunches and ready-made identity cards, you know, instructions on, like, where to get your health insurance. And that's what the experience is for today. When I went, the Jewish agency, and I'll say it out loud, they were very discouraging. I mean, people at the Jewish agency said, like, why do you want to make Aliyah?
Oy.
I mean, not good. Yeah, not, and today, my daughter, please God, one of my daughters from South Africa is coming to Israel next week with her family, a huge family. And, you know, not only does she speak Hebrew, but the road is paved. She's got people waiting for her with pots of food and love, and I'm happy for her. And yet there's a little bit of a green-eyed. I wish that my experience had been smoother and
a soft landing.
You know,
yeah,
a softer landing. By the way, Kathy.
Yes.
What was that word you used? I was, oh yeah, you said the highways and byways.
The highways and byways.
Did you say highways?
The highways and byways. We don't have highways here. We have highways and byways.
I thought I'm deaf. I wanted to say, it was really cute. You shouldn't listen to that. Highways. Okay, day late and a dollar short. Here we go. One more time.
I love that.
Andrea.
Oh, so I flew back. I met you guys, right?
Yes.
I have a lot to say. We have like 3.5 seconds. I wanted to tell you, I met you guys. I loved it. And I said to people, it was just so amazing to kind of, to touch base. And one of my grandsons said to me, because a lot of people come in and out of their lives, so many visitors from Israel, so many people in their community actually leaving and making Aliyah. And their mom taught them about this invisible string that always connects hearts to those people you love. Okay, I mean it. I really feel this invisible string into your studio.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It was great. And by the way, all the meat on Ethiopian Air, just you should know, is halal. Okay, just in case you were concerned.
Does that mean you can eat it?
No, it doesn't mean you can eat it.
But yeah, I knew, because I got on the plane and I was, you know, I'm not even sure I'm Caucasian, because, you know, they say that Jews is very questionable. I was on the plane, you know, you talked about son of Hamas. everybody on the plane. I mean, it looked like a Fatah convention. Everybody with robes and birches and
there was you.
And there
the
was
bride me, of Fatah.
And I'm thinking, oh God, please, low, with a low voice, asking, ma'am, did you order the kosher meal? And I'm thinking, they better not say anything. But I was saved. You know why I was saved?
Why?
They did not have my kosher meal. So I'm sitting among a bunch of Muslims, and they bring me that not telltale fruit plate, you know.
Oh, well done. Well done. Andrea, unfortunately, that is where we leave it this week, but we look forward to speaking to you next week. Chodesh Tov, and all the best.
Oh, gam lechem.
Thank you so much.
Chodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Andrea. There's a story there with the kosher food on Ethiopian Air. Just penned it. There's, I've got a story.
Oh, stop it.